You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
That is Butter Oom by Baby Zionov, who we've got on the line. Kia ora, Alia. How are you today?
Hey, I'm good.
It's nice to talk to you and exciting to be able to talk about some brand new music. You've just put out a fantastic track with Moody V called PJ Princess, which is the first single from a just announced album called Henrietta. How are you feeling?
I'm good. Really excited to finally be rolling this stuff out. I've been working on it for so long. Just like going crazy over it just by myself.
Yeah, it's definitely a different feeling when you give it to an audience to have a listen to. The first single is fantastic, and I really like that you can hear a through line from the project we just listened to, the And You Are the Bitch EP, but also it does definitely feel like a different sound you're working with. Tell us a wee bit about what Henrietta is going to be like.
Well, the difference is that, well, The EP, my last EP from 2020, was done made in a month, over like that first month of lockdown, and it was kind of a joke EP, like in a lot of ways. Or I don't know, it's hard. Like, it was made to like I was just following whatever felt good at the time, which was mostly what felt funny at the time.
Yeah.
And this one is, I guess, a little more serious. I've actually been working on it since before I even started And You Are the Bitch.
Wow. So there's a long time then that you've been, like, I guess, tattooing away on this. What is the process for writing a track for you, Alia?
Usually I'll start with, like, either a sound or a chord progression or something. Sometimes I'll take a single sample or sound or loop that I'm really into and just kind of like pile stuff on top of it until something happens.
Nice.
A lot of like this, the new song and a couple of the other songs on the album are kind of made in a sort of stream of consciousness format where it's I don't really have any plan of what's gonna happen. I just kind of go with what sounds good in the moment.
Yeah.
And I think that leads to a lot of kind of like songs that aren't really tied to any genre, because there's no vision beforehand. I think it's a fun way to work because it's the closest we have as like electronic desktop.
Yeah.
Producers to improvising is to just kind of go with the flow of whatever sounds good in the moment.
That's so interesting, I reckon, because when you have a band, if you're like a more acoustic or non-digital group, I guess you have that sense that you get in a studio and you might jam with your bandmates or something. It's actually quite hard to do that on your own when you're using computers or synthesizers, and I think that's a really fascinating observation, that this is kind of almost like that improvising or having a jam. Who do you run your ideas past? Do you run your ideas past anyone, or are you very much a closed shop until it's ready to show people?
I run pretty much everything about 50 times past Amelia. And a couple of my other friends, most of whom collaborate on this album, including Maddie Moody V, who did an absolutely amazing job with the vocals and lyrics.
It's amazing. It's such a gorgeous collaboration. It feels very natural to hear you two on a track together. Are you bringing your own voice onto songs on this album, Alia, or is this one where you've got more features popping up throughout? What's that kind of side of things going to look like?
I sing on most of the tracks, but there's a couple where there's two tracks where on one of them I sing the lead vocal and mm-hmm. my friend Rainier does the backing vocals, and then we swap for the next track.
That's really nice. Is that Rainier of what's Rainier's other band? I'm having a total brain blank right now.
It'll probably come. Not. It's an American Rainier.
Oh, okay, different Rainier then. Yeah. This is a really nice, I think, first track, because it sets up kind of, I don't know if this is maybe me reading too much into it, but it feels like it sets up the world of this album very nicely. And I also really like the image that you've put out. This like lovely little bird in a lovely hat just sitting in a field looking very relaxed. Tell us a bit about the art for this project here.
The cover art was done by my friend Hara, who's a very, very, like, ridiculously talented artist. Very good at drawing these sort of cute, simple, really effective, cartoony things. I knew for a really long time that I wanted her to do it. Henrietta is the name of the bird on the cover.
Lovely.
She's an old D&D character of mine. The only D&D character I've ever had, because I don't really play it.
That's a good name though, and a good character origin story. I feel
it is a good name, right? There's something kind of camp about the name.
It's very camp, yeah. It is very camp. I think that's something that you do so well, is that you take like the essence of camp and you really run with it. We heard that so much with "And You Are the Bitch." Like, that was just the most fantastically fun EP ever. But I'm wondering what this one's going to sound like, because I think PJ Princess, there's definitely a little camp underbelly there, but actually it's not the same out and out like gaudiness of the EP. What's the tone, I guess? As you said, there's not really a genre, but what's the tone of Henrietta?
The tone is, I've been describing it to myself as sort of like, it's like, it's ballads you can dance to and bangers you can cry to.
That's really good. That sounds like my kind of music. I'm ready. I think we should have a listen to PJ Princess, Baby Zionov. Thank you so much for chatting with us this morning. When does Henrietta come out into the world?
Henrietta comes out on July the 1st.
Fantastic. Not that long to wait then. Well, hopefully we'll get to hear it live at some point as well. But in the meantime, enjoying this gorgeous first single with Moody V on the vocals. Have a lovely rest of your morning, Alia. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Thank you.
E noho ana tēnei waiata ki te tonga tuatoru, te te kauoronga rereke o Irirangi Pōho. That's currently your number 3 in the BFM Top 10. It's Baby Zionov's new track, PJ Princess, featuring the wonderful Moody V.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.